Our next story is a sort of a collision of art, science, and government shutdown, it turns out. An Adirondack composer who spent part of his winter break visiting recent lava flows in Hawaii. He's actually artist in residence with the National Park Arts Foundation, Glenn McClure. His goal is translating numerical scientific data into melodies and rhythms and to create what he calls the harmonic spirit of place.
Yeah, Glenn teaches music at Paul Smith's College. He composed Promised Land, an Adirondack folk opera that premiered last year, and he used scientific data from Adirondack Lake core samples in that piece. So this is the same idea, kind of using that scientific data and translating it into music. I caught up with him by phone to talk more about this, his lifelong advocacy for exploring the environment through musical compositions and what he means by sonifying scientific data into musical sketches.
I think that we often forget, because it's so comfortable to us, that by the time we're in second grade, we learn how to take a list of numbers and make a picture out of it. We call those graphs, you know, line graphs or bar graphs. And we've gotten very accustomed to translating information from, you know, from one form, the list of numbers, to another form, this picture. But what we haven't explored as deeply in our scientific culture is what happens if you actually translate those numbers into sound. What new things could we learn about the meaning behind those numbers if we listen to them as opposed to look at them? So sonification is just simply that process that mimics the process of making a graph. But what we do is to take the range of numbers, the highest and the lowest of a given data set, and divide that up into different pieces that correspond to musical notes, and then go back and chart those notes again, and suddenly the data sets turn into melodies and harmonies.
You're also wandering the environment as well. You are taking in, you know, the flora and the fauna and talking with folk musicians in Hawaii. So does all that kind of get amalgamated into your piece?
It does. You know, this is the thing that the artist brings to the scientific community. We can not only interact with the hard numbers, the hard science that our scientific brothers and sisters are doing, but we can also take those numbers and embody them in the larger human story, in the unique things about a local culture, in the lines and the colors and the temperatures and the beauty of the landscape. We as artists have the opportunity to interact with that. For my work in sonification, what I've been interested in is sort of going beyond just that artist's emotional response to a landscape, but to combine that emotional, very subjective response, you know, with a little bit of hard data to actually have to embed the place, the movement, the action that's measured by scientists, to embed that in an objective way in the musical score.
Kind of like combining the science and the aesthetics then in this piece.
Exactly. That's the role that artists can serve, especially in a world in which we have a lot of anti-science voices that are pushing back on key issues like climate change and other environmental issues. I think this is a place where artists can step into that very important global public dialogue.
Glenn, give us an idea of where you've been so far, and I need to ask, what are the risks? You're dealing with volcanoes and lava flows, and you've taken some amazing photos of lava trees and so on. So how close are you getting to the lava?
The Kilauea volcano here got a lot of press for all of its activities earlier in 2018. And since all the big fireworks earlier in the year, things have calmed down quite a bit here. I'm not close to bubbling lava pools or anything like that, but clearly there are plenty of restricted areas here that that even the local scientists can't go into anymore. Some of the lava tubes have been closed down, not only because of the eruptions, but the ensuing other seismic activity with small earthquakes that make those places sort of fragile and dangerous. That being said, it's a magnificent landscape to walk around in. There's some parts here which are covered with a very rough kind of lava that's called a'a, And that feels very much like walking around on the moon, except I can breathe. Okay. And then there's other kinds of lava here, other kinds of mediation between the sort of lunar landscapes with the older lava flows where vegetation has grown over it.
What do you hope will be the final composition? Are you thinking of instrumental? Will there be some vocals? Am I kind of getting off on the wrong track here in terms of what you're hoping to produce as kind of the final project?
The core material here can take many different forms, from choral or orchestral pieces to more singer-songwriter-like music, depending on what ensembles want to participate in the project. At the very least, we're going to come out of this with some concert pieces that may show up in some Adirondack concerts in the coming year.
That's Adirondack composer Glenn McClure, who spent the last couple of weeks in Hawaii as artist in residence with the National Parks Arts Foundation.